Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I would like to give my condolences to all of you on these days of mourning on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding their Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are mostly based upon the book Children in the Quran and Sunnah, compiled by Ayatollah Rai Shahri. We have in our studio guest speaker Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Salamun alaikum, sister, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to answer these questions. And inshallah, we are able to solve these problems of these dear mothers. Inshallah.
So the question we have today is about this 8-year-old daughter. The mother asks, my 8-year-old daughter asks me so many questions about the morning of Imam Hussein's sessions that I feel maybe I'm not answering them properly or sometimes avoid taking her along. Am I doing the right thing?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, asking questions by a young child is perfectly all right.
Yes.
And in fact, it's a very healthy sign.
Yes.
You know, the mother should worry if a child does not ask questions.
Yes.
Actually,
yes, true,
it's one of the signs of a growing child, you know.
Yes.
So the challenge is now upon the mother as to how she answers this 8-year-old daughter. You know, 8 is quite near the come-off edge. Right? Yeah, it's bulugh age almost. So this 8-year-old daughter understands many things. That's why she asks so many other things that the mother is lost control over answering them, right? Now here, the mother should first of all realize that when the children ask questions, first of all, any child, they want to know facts. They want to just know facts. You know, knowledge is a pleasure. Like
We're all like that.
Yeah, we love knowing things, facts, right? And also another thing is that inquisitive nature of a child, a human being. We're all inquisitive. We have this, why that, right, in us. And also, a child may also, you know, somehow innately want to know truth from falsehood.
True.
You know, the opposite thing.
Yes.
They always, you know, children are very smart. If you go and see our children also, they would know the opposites also well enough.
Yes.
They would say something like, but why is this happening then?
True, you know?
So, they want to know due to these reasons. So it's perfectly healthy.
Yes.
Now, this parent should be well prepared to answer these questions.
Mm.
And this requires her to do what?
Research.
Right?
Yes. So I think that's where we lack. Sometimes we don't have enough knowledge.
We feel that everything is ready in a mother.
Yeah.
The, you know, innate disposition to treat a child.
And then we think that it's wrong of the child to ask questions when it's totally okay.
It's totally okay. Not only that, and we think we probably know the answers.
Yes.
And we just, you know, make a juggle some answer.
True,
not proper, right?
Yes,
so
true.
We should research well on how to answer that age level about the events, the reasons, and all the facts of Muharram and the mourning.
Yes.
So there are many questions that could be asked. For example, why was such a small infant of Imam Hussein martyred?
Yes.
What wrong did he do? You know, or why was Imam Hussein martyred? All these questions. So why do we hold the gatherings after so many years?
True.
All these questions prop up in a child, and the parent should be. I'm not going to answer these questions, of course. I'm just answering the fact that we should answer the girl, whatever questions they are, because they are just questions in her
otherwise
mind.
Otherwise, you'll stay in their head.
Yeah.
Okay, Sister Salma Khalfan, we'll take a break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be back soon.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. So Sister Salma Khalfan talked about this 8-year-old daughter who had so many questions about the morning sessions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And is it right for her to ask the questions? And how would the mother go about with it? So Sister Salma Khalfan gave us very nice points. And the main point is that it's very normal and actually very healthy for children to ask questions. So I think we should be well prepared to answer their questions ourselves. We should have enough knowledge to be able to answer them.
Right, and the parents should research over it.
Yes, very true, yes.
And then another thing is that should I take her along? Of course, again, that same question before.
Yes.
Take her along, but this time she's an 8-year-old girl, so you can't distract her with toys and everything,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So you talk to her before that, that what are the benefits of going to a morning session, right?
Yes.
Also tell her that, you know, to relate it to you when you come back home. What did you learn? Tell her, you know, in a story form.
Yes.
In fact, understand quite a lot.
Yes,
so
yes.
Talk
stories
to her.
Are very, very effective.
Not only stories, the points that you learned from the sermon, discuss with her.
Yes.
And then you also encourage her to tell you next time what she heard.
True,
so it would
true.
Be like a quiz form thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yes.
And the child would be very encouraged
and
to learn.
And I think stories have a lot of effect on the child subconsciously because you're not actually telling them straight on their face that you have to go or what. It's like a very, you know, indirect way of talking to them.
Absolutely.
And it kind of stays in their head,
All children love stories,
yes.
And also, another thing is that at home, I advise that have conversations about Muharram itself.
Yes.
Try to have conversations with, for example, the mother with the father could have some conversations of what was talked about in the majlis, you know, in the sermons, and what was recited.
True,
and
true,
again,
true.
Encourage the child to take part. This is very important.
Yeah. Sometimes we end up talking ourselves, but we don't include the child, which I think the child feels left out.
Yeah.
It'd be very nice to include them as well.
And how else should we include them is that to tell them, probably to give her a chance to do something. Because if you go and see her age pertains that she could be able to probably recite even some Quran, right?
Yes.
For the Hadiya of Imam Hussein.
Yes.
So this would encourage her. It would give her a sense of achievement that I did something.
True.
Or maybe to recite a poem. Right?
Yes.
We have seen so many children doing that.
You mean in the morning sessions?
Yeah.
Yes.
So many children are encouraged to come up front and recite something.
Yes.
So they get these good
memories.
I did this, you know,
true,
during this
true.
Muharram session.
Yes.
And now Muharram is coming, so I'm going to do it again.
Yes.
And such kind of encouragement should always be given
to
the children. Especially saying some words about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, be it in poetry form or in a short speech form.
Yes.
Encourage the child to take part and arrange for her such chances that she can also take part.
She can also take part, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important.
So, yeah, that's about it. I guess it's more or less to not feel uncomfortable if she's asking questions, to research as much as possible, to be prepared for such questions, you know, that they would be asked by your daughter.
Yes.
And also to talk about Muharram sessions in the home and make it interesting for the child.
Yes.
And also to relate what was talked about.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sister Salma Khalfan. We really enjoyed. Dear listeners, stay tuned. We'll answer another question after the break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. So we have another question for Sister Salma Khalfan. So a mother asks, she's a working mother, "My children of 4, 7 and 9 years don't respect their grandparents. Sometimes I hear them teasing and imitating them. I'm a working woman and work part-time. So when I come home, it becomes so hectic with the housework and the kids. How can I teach them to be more respectful?"
This is a very sensitive issue, and I feel sorry for the parent facing such a situation.
Yes, it's very
and you know, in this world, we have to beware that what we reap is what we sow.
Yes.
So whatever we reap, if we raise children and we don't stop at this attitude of theirs,
yes,
to, you know, tease the grandmother and disrespect the grandmother, then that'll happen to us as well. The same thing would happen to us as well.
Yes.
And there are many, many examples even.
So you mean we have to be really like strict on this and like stop them?
But in their own pace, okay? I'll tell you how.
Okay.
Like you have to go accordingly, like step by step, not just, you know, tell them off and be angry at them or just ground them. No, it's not like that.
Yes.
It takes you to set an example. The first and foremost point is that you should set such a great example. Be very respectful to your parents-in-law.
Yes.
And all the elders for that matter. You know? Children need to see you acting this out. I mean, for real.
Yes.
Not acting
as
in...
I think talking is less effective. I think when you act on it, it's more effective.
Both.
Yes.
Both go hand in hand. Because, you know, old people, they like even respect as far as speech is concerned.
Yes. True.
They like to be greeted first. True. Although greeting, there's nothing in Islam that, you know, the elders should greet the younger ones or the younger, vice versa. Nothing like that. But here, you should actually make it a point to greet the elders and to greet them with such love and concern. Ask them how they feel, what they want, what they need. You know, here it seems like these children don't live together with their grandparents. Sometimes if they live together with their grandparents, it's easier if I would tell the mother that she would be always, you know, doing things for her, attending to her somehow, somehow or the other.
Yes.
If the grandchildren are living with the grandparents together and this kind of attitude goes on, then it's a sorry state. The parents need to really work hard, I mean themselves, because they probably are looking at the parents doing all these kind of, you know, actions and they're learning, right?
Yes.
So now the parents, knowing the fact that, you know, they're disrespecting the grandparents to a point that there's no return, they should really be extra careful. Be them living together or apart, there are many ways, inshallah, that we shall discuss further on how to deal with such children and make them better people so that history cannot repeat itself, so that the same cannot befall on the parents again.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sister Salma Khalfan. So I'm just going to brief up the question and the answer. There was this mother who of three who is a working mother, and she's very concerned about her children disrespecting their grandparents. So she's asking what she could do to make them respect them. So one very, very important point that Sister Khalfan mentioned was that we should set an example for them. If we respect the grandparents or any elders, I'm sure that the children will start respecting and following our footsteps as well. And another point that she mentioned was that we should talk to them as well, very calmly, with love and with giving them respect as well. Explaining them is very important, to give respect to the elders, because what we reap is what we sow. If they disrespect their elders, they will be disrespected when they grow up as well. Dear audience, thank you very much for joining us on this program. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. And visit us at our website, parstoday.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Call of Islam Radio. Inshallah, till the next program, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Islam solves all of its problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.